Hey, good evening, everyone. Oh, wow, this is great. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to The Menu. I'm Tamika. I'm actually waiting for Brother B to pop up. Our girl, Nicole, could not be here tonight, so we're just going to do our show and be happy. I'm waiting for Brother B right now to hit us up and let us know what's going on. In the interim, let's talk about a few things, starting with socks, until Brother B calls in. Wait, is that him?
Hey.
Hey! How you doing? Can you hear me now?
Doing like crap. Yeah, I can hear you now. Now go stand in the corner and see if I can hear you over there. What
ain't
up?
That about a bitch going
yeah,
on?
Man.
So... So
yeah,
you want to tell everybody what happened to you before we get into hot season?
Well, first of all, hi. How you doing? What up? It's your brother B, man. I'm here. I'm back, and hopefully we'll be around for a while.
Like I said,
got some. Yeah, right. Some new cooks in the kitchen. We got Mika. And, of course, now I have to kind of, I wouldn't say doo-doo on somebody, but I really got to put somebody on blast. Nicole, for, not being around or available tonight to, as you promised, but, you know, it's okay. Cause,
well, she said she'd be
you know,
in
we
next week,
about,
so don't get your boxes in a bunch.
Okay, be in next week. Listen, you don't make a sandwich today and say, oh, I'm going to eat it next week. You don't cook today and say, oh, I'm going to save it for next week's lunch. Like, you don't do that. Like, you don't open a store.
Wait.
You don't open a store today and say, well, I'll open it today, close it down, we'll reopen next week. No, it don't work like that. So, Nicole, you're bad apple sauce.
I hope she's streaming this, by the way. I'm really hoping she's streaming this.
You're bad applesauce. I love you to death, girl, but you're bad applesauce right now. You're bad applesauce. But anyway.
Now, see, the problem. Yeah, see. Go ahead. Change it fast, bro. Change it fast.
I'm not changing nothing. Listen, I'll meet her in the playground, 3 o'clock, 2:30, whatever. She knows she bad applesauce.
You know
what? She supposed to be
Let
here.
Let me find out. Now we all fighting.
I'm under the weather.
Now we in the
I'm
playground at 76.
Well.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like I'm not feeling well, and she's just treading on my heart. But it's okay. That's all right. Bad
okay, now you sound like a girl.
No,
girl.
I don't.
Seriously?
No.
You want to cook a pinocchio?
No, no metro.
I'm like a girl right now.
No metro.
Dance on my family. Anyway.
Anywho. Yeah, man. So, introduce yourself. I mean, you were no stranger, to the menu,
season. Yeah, last season I was kind of a... It's Tamika, by the way. Hi, guys. It's me. I'm back with a big mouth and a worse attitude than last season. So that's
oh, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, Lord.
So how you doing?
Yeah.
Don't act up. Because if it wasn't for my bad attitude, you'd have no fun. Come on. I am the comic relief around
true.
Here.
It's like drinking no beer. It's like drinking no beer. It's like, what's the purpose?
You know what?
There is no purpose.
I can't.
There's no purpose.
I can't stand you on dates that end in Y right now. Yeah. I really can't.
Yeah.
But you know what? Instead of you busting my balls, I actually started this show, by the by. My introduction.
Yes, because you're the pilot today, which is cool. I'm just falling
which
back.
Which is
I'm
really
like
horrible, by the way.
What?
You've been under the weather for how many decades now?
No, I got caught in the rain. I got caught in the rain on Sunday. Got caught in the rain on Monday, and it's something just caught up with me, man. I couldn't help it.
I'd say what
like,
it is,
you know,
but we're
we
on
had
the air, so we're
earlier.
Not going to go there.
We had this brief discussion earlier. You told me to carry umbrellas.
Yeah, well,
like man,
yeah, and you're talking about men don't carry umbrellas. What kind
no,
of
we walk
is
in
that?
The rain.
Listen.
We walk in the rain.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever. And that's why your ass is sick now.
Listen, we beat our chest, fart in public, and walk in the ring. That's just a few things.
Blah, blah, blah. And this is why you're at you now. All right, so.
Something like that.
So we're back to being ourselves, apparently.
Yeah.
So you want to tell everybody what happened, or do you kind of want to glaze over that?
Yeah, man. I mean, real talk, life happened. You know, they say sharing means caring. I mean, at the time that I was, you know, when I started doing the menu, wanna once again thank, you know, Felisa Jones for helping, you know, put a lot of things in the menu together, logo, stuff like that. I was going through, you know, some baby mama drama, court and stuff like that. I was basically trying to keep myself in the mix of my daughter. And, you know, one thing led to another. I just lost focus in terms of the whole situation. And, you know, it just the court situation kind of took a life of its own. And it was kind of hard to maintain anything else, you know. So I just had to walk away for a little while and, you know, do some soul searching, you know. Just get my mind right, because, you know, the menu is something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. And to actually have done it, you know, I hated to walk away from it, but I had to, because I didn't want the two to get intertwined and, you know, just attitudes and me just not coming across correctly, you know, when I'm trying to do the show. So, like I said, I had to, you know, take a step, you know, two step back. Take three steps forward. And, you know, it's 2015, you know, back in the mix. And, you know, I'm in a good place right now. I'm in a good place. And,
okay.
You know, I'm very happy to be here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good thing, and we're glad you're back. So, yay. Well, at least I'm glad you're back. I don't know about anybody else. But
Yeah, right. I think there's a few people out there. You know, a few people out there.
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicole's not back yet. So.
Yeah, bad applesauce. But anyway.
Here you go.
You know, there was some
you
people.
Are back on
once
that.
Again. And once again, I do want to apologize for, you know, the people who were listening and, you know, whether it was live or archived, and I just kind of, like, dropped off the scene. You know, I apologize, and hopefully it never happens again. Hopefully, you know, we can run it out and, you know, eventually do what I really wanted to do with the menu and actually, you know, go live with it. You know, the radio portion is just one aspect of it, but I do eventually want to go, you know, live with the menu because, you know, as I stated, you know, I'm sure you read on the website or whatever, it's like the art of communication, like we really don't have it anymore. And we kind of need to, you know, to bring that back. You know, people are talking, but they're talking loud, but they ain't really saying much or nothing. So, you know, before they keep getting the words misconstrued, you know.
Which happens on a daily basis, mind you. I mean, nobody wants to listen. Yes, we've lost the art of communicating, you know, actually talking to each other, but I think we've gotten to a point now where don't nobody care if you want the truth.
Well, but that's
God's honest truth.
See, and you're absolutely right. I mean, one day me and my cousin was talking, and she was like, you know, everything is just so, you know, backwards. It's like lying is the new truth. You know. Not communicating is communicating. You know, everything is so impersonal. And the problem is, this is why we have the issues that we have, because no one wants to be personal anymore. Like, I really think that people have kind of grown out of knowing how to be personal because they live such impersonal lives. Like, I mean, I like texting, but at the same token, it's like, it doesn't replace, you know, a quick call, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? But
well, I don't think that they've grown out of it, per se. I can't say that I can't say that people have grown out of it. I can say that we've forgotten how to teach it. Because listen, I've come to realize that we've got to teach common sense. That's a lost thing. You know, it's like, I think there's certain. It is a lost art, and I think we've got. I think as a society, we've actually gotten to a point where just basic human interaction now has to be taught because we've got too much of this technology stuff going on. And I'm saying this as a person that deals with technology day in and day out. There's more technology. I can't tell you how many mind-numbing emails just float. And I'm like, you're wasting time sending me an email about crap. For that much, you could have picked up the phone and just said what you had to say. You know?
Well, because sometimes that's an effective tool to get on someone's nerves real quick. Sometimes.
Yeah, and all that, and you know what ends up happening? 9 times out of 10, I'll look at it and I'm like, okay, whatever. And I won't even respond because it's a waste. It is a complete and utter waste of time. It is what it is. You know, for the 20 minutes it took you to sit there and try to figure out how to say this to me, you could have just as easily either walked over to where I'm at or called me up and been like, yeah, X, Y, and Z. I would have probably still given you the dumb look like, really?
But the sad part is, I totally agree with you, but the sad part is that, I mean, no matter where we go, it's like a standard. Like, certain things are just allowed. So, as much as we sit back and see society, like, falling to the wayside, we let it happen because it's trendy. It's because it's what's in.
But I got to save it for another show. Oh, God.
Please. Please. There'll be many, many more down the road.
Oh, but, you have no idea because this one is for a show that we're doing. Oh, my right eye is twitching.
All right. What show is this?
Okay.
What show is this? Just put it out there.
The conversation, quote, and I'm going to love this episode, by the way, about how the brothers don't like sisters with natural hair, but the white guys are in love with them. Like, this is a new fashion trend. You know, the white guys are all about the sisters now, and the brothers are like, yeah, maybe if you press your hair a little bit more, or maybe if you got a weave. Like, dude, really?
Well,
and you know, and it's funny, guys, the brothers complain about how they want their chicks to be more natural, this, that, and the third. They don't want her to have makeup, this, that, and the third. But y'all the brothers turn around. Not all the brothers, there's a majority of brothers, I should say. I should clarify that, by the by. It's a majority of the brothers out there that are like, yeah, I want you to be natural, baby, but would you mind putting extensions in your hair so your hair's a little longer? Like, really? Where they do that at?
Okay.
But like that's for another show.
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah, we're in a situation, you know, that's definitely, you know, for, you know,
that's
another
show.
That show
we were talking about we were talking about that on the side. But, that's going to be along with Nicole and her crazy behind topics. But that's another show, too. Guys, the call-in number here. You still on that? Get over it, man. Number, guys. Call us up. Let's chat. The number is 347-324-3395. Now that we've done our rambling part, can we?
Can you say it in Spanish?
Listen, you're lucky I said it in English, and that's a hard enough language
for me. Because I can say it. I gotta write the numbers
down.
In order to say it in Spanish, I gotta look at the numbers. In order to say it in Spanish.
Dude, say like you're on La Mega.
My voice ain't ready for that. I'm sorry. Maybe next time. When Nicole Bad Applesauce Haze. That's her name. Nicole Bad Applesauce Haze.
Bad Applesauce Haze. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope she's listening.
Yeah, listen.
Well, I think I know why she
wants to. Listen, 3 o'clock.
You know what? And she's
back
on
LIC. What? So you ain't saying nothing.
That's it. You know what?
Bring a stick, a bat, a little Taco Bell dog, bring whatever you want to bring.
Now off the word corner in front of the special spot. You know what?
Yeah. Get the bagel with the bagel with the one slice of cheese and the one slice of meat.
That's but you know all listen, you say what you want, but all of us donors lived off of that bad boy. What? Three of those right before Fraunhofer came outside acting up, we was good.
Again, we can do the high school reminisce.
Yeah, that's good. So tonight's episode actually, which is great, is about thoughts.
Thought season.
Now, I had to find out what a thought was.
Yeah, what's a thought?
A thought is that it's short for that hole over there. Now, see, I've obviously lost my ghetto status because I did not know what a thought was until I asked one of the fellas what a thought was. And he right turned to me and said, if you don't know by now, you never will. I said, bro, I don't live in the hood like that. So when he told me what it was, I started looking around. Dude, listen, I live in a town that's all of 3 miles, and there ain't that many black folks here.
Don't walk alone in Bayonne. But wait a minute.
It's not too many of us there.
Who acronyms that whole over there? Was that like a line in a rap song or a movie or something?
He did not get into it. He didn't even want to tell me what it was. But I believe it was his brother, his younger brother, that told me that, which was actually more frightening. But that's a whole different story. Needless to say, that's what a thought is. Now, ever since I found out what it was, I've been noticing them over here. And one of them is a parent at my son's school.
but wait a minute. What? We all know. Do they have when the MTA or somebody puts up a job listing, like what are the qualifications that you have to have in order to be a thought? Do you have to have a kindergarten diploma or something only?
Seriously, you're giving them that much credit? Basically, from what I've researched, from what I've gathered, a thought does not have a kindergarten education. It depends on your location. Like I've seen images of thoughts from down south. They're generally, you know, they've got 10 baby daddies, 2 kids.
Damn.
They have the worst. They have really bad weave.
After the fourth, should be all stretched out. But anyway.
Notice what I said. They have 2 baby daddies by 10 different men. Figure that one out. They have 2 children by 10 different men. They generally have a really bad weave. They're extremely loud. They're actually louder than me, as if that's even a possibility. But they're louder than me. They're extremely raunchy and extremely low class. And as a matter of fact, I've seen this video floating around on Facebook about a month or so ago, made by Thought, celebrating Thoughtness.
They have a holiday?
You know what holiday Thought, I guess National Thought Day would be the day that their man, quote, isn't with his actual wife and children. They're worse than a side chick, because even a side chick knows her place. A thought doesn't know her place. She'll actually fight with the wife and the side chick. Like, she's just the worst. Yeah, she's that hoe over there.
But wait a minute. Okay. My thing is, what is the over there part? Like, how did she get over there?
Because that hoe was standing over there looking over here. Like, she get ready to come over here and start some shit. Or that hoe over there is over there talking some shit. Yeah. See, a thought is worse than a skank. a thought is worse than a hoe.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Because a thought is just a combination of a skanky, low-class hoe side shit.
That don't have no...
It's like,
let me guess that. Don't have any rules.
No rules. No rules.
No
rules. No morals. No nothing.
No respect.
You know, it's straight YOLO.
Okay.
That's the one, right? You only live once. Yeah. It's just straight...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just ridiculousness. So that's a thought. And I believe there are levels to thoughtness.
I mean,
depending on your location.
All right, I'm trying to grasp this.
Why would anyone want to be a thought?
No, it's just the fact that it seems like they're becoming more a part. They're becoming a part of like society. Like they're actually being given, like, you know, some type of lane on the highway. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, like, these are the thoughts, and these are the holes, and these are the side pieces. And it, like, they're actually being given, you know, some light. And I'm, like, wondering what makes them so, like, what makes them viable? What makes them sought after? You know, like, if they're drama and they're full of issues, why would anybody want to deal with that?
Because it depends on the guy. Some guys actually like being the center of that much attention. They figure, you know, well, those are generally the guys that have extreme low self-esteem anyway. And there's nothing... But these are also the same... You know, I think these are also the same guys. Yes, yes. Because you know what it is? With the thought, they can pretty much do whatever the hell they want. She's not going to complain, really. She's not.
Okay.
You know, and for him, and for him, you were
on a bus,
and this
chick, like, I want to know if this was the makings or classification of, like, a thought. So I got on the bus, and then this chick sat down, and it was like, you know, the three seats in the front of the bus that you're supposed to give to the elderly and all that. So she sat in one seat, and then she put her leg across the rest of the seat so nobody can sit down. Now, is that just an ignorant person, or is that like a fact? Oh, by the way, she had
that's just ignorant.
Blue hair. She had blonde and blue hair, and she was talking loud on her cell phone. So that wasn't a fact?
Was she dressed like a whore?
I think she had on some Daisy Dukes. She had on some Daisy Dukes, but I mean, that's the thing. Somebody has to put out
was
a manual.
Okay, the conversation that she was having. I know you were really paying attention, but from the glimpses that you, because I know at some point you had to turn around like this bitch here.
No. I had my headphones on. My thing was, like, as she was talking loud, she was like, she was looking at everybody, watching people watch her. And I'm like, wondering, is that a thought?
Depending on the basis of the conversation, she could have been
so it's a possible thought sighting. Just a possible thought sighting.
Yes, that's a possible. Okay. Yes, because you did not hear a glimpse of the conversation. You didn't get a glimpse of the conversation. Depending on the conversation she was having.
Yeah, I would have given
her being loud and obnoxious. Yeah, I'm quite sure you wanted none of that.
No, I didn't want to be involved with that.
Yeah, but again, depending on the conversation, it could have very well have been a thought conversation. Because they're generally talking about somebody else's man that they're fucking. Pardon my friend.
Listen.
All right.
Next curse is going to cost you a shot. She's going to cost you a shot at Jack Daniels. Every curse word
is
a shot.
That's all right.
I'm good with that. Come on, build them up.
Because I stopped drinking. I stopped drinking, so that's fine. See?
You stopped drinking. You just stopped drinking
last
episode.
Week. No, I stopped drinking last week because I felt like it was time for me to stop. Listen, I gave up cigarettes. This was only for a long time.
Permanent?
Yeah.
Well,
I already gave up
like
cigarettes, so this was just 40 days and 40 nights. No, I'm doing... Really? Listen, let's get something straight right now. AA is for quitters. I am not a quitter. I am on hiatus.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that makes me feel better. You said you stopped drinking. So I'm like, stop. When you say stop, that's like forever. But you said hiatus. Okay, I can deal with
that. I'm on hiatus for the next maybe year or two. Besides the occasional, very rarely occasional drink. Like 4th of July is coming. I intend on doing absolutely nothing but drinking a whole lot of soda and or water and or juice. Or having virgin drinks.
Wait a minute. Are you going to a year or so? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
My biggest freaking thing was nicotine. That was one of
yeah,
and smoking, I gave that up.
Smoking is not good. Listen,
and that's worse. Giving up smoking was harder. It's harder than not drinking. Trust me, I could not drink. Not having a cigarette, whoo, doggy. I darn near killed the kids behind that.
Well, a cigarette and a drink go together.
Yeah, well, guess what? I stopped smoking, and I was drinking.
I got it. I mean, listen, I'll try to remember that and try not to drink in your presence.
Yeah, oh, I don't care. Anyway. Please, listen, the boyfriend drinks in my presence. I'm like, whatever. Because when you're sick, I'm not. So I get to laugh about it. But any hoodles, back to Fox, because they're all about. Yeah, I can't believe this is our first show back, and we're doing this. But you know what? It kind of goes with the season. It's warm out. They come out during the summer more so than during the winter, obviously, because it's warmer, you know. And then, you know, they're generally the really loud, obnoxious ones that are fighting over a dude that's not technically theirs. He's just some guy that happened to, you know, slip and slide up in a, so to speak. He slipped on a banana peel and slid right up in there.
Okay, but all right. So, Fat,
you know,
that whole let's do a little recap. So, Fat. Fat means
that hole
over there. Okay, it's acronym.
And you know, and it can also it can refer to a side chick, depending on how grody she is. Because if she's just really trashy, yeah, then she's absolutely a thot.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't. Side chicks, it's totally different. Totally different. Because there's women. Well, that, like I said, that's another episode. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't know that there's rules to be.
But we'll discuss that another time. There's rules.
Okay,
yeah,
well
I,
then.
I know.
Okay, so.
I have my pen in the book. Huh?
I'm not saying anything about that. Socks have no rules. It's all goals. It's balls to the walls with socks, you know. They just, woohoo! You know? It's like a really bad acid trip.
But now the sad part about it, so these chicks, these thots that are just giving it away whenever, however,
mm-hmm.
could basically mm-hmm. corner the market and have real women that are about something kind of shook. Because if a dude's like,
could.
Hey, I don't feel like dealing with you, I go get me a thot. And I can twist that out anytime I want to, because you acting funny.
Like, and that's fine by us, there's not a real fear. Here's where there's not a real fear for that, or even regarding that, because she's banging you, and she's banging your man, and his man, and you don't know what she got going on down there.
Well, that's what the latex is for. Well, first of all, you know what I'm saying?
Let's be honest now.
Be honest.
How many dudes are really thinking about that when they get ready to slam something? We're not talking about you. We're talking about actual morons. Because honestly, socks tend to find guys that are exactly like them in so many respects. Low self-esteem, well, uneducated. But for some reason, they actually have a good chick. I don't get that. Personally, I don't get that.
Well,
you know, they're generally these low-life pieces of crap, you know? The ones that are, I'm much man. Meanwhile, you know, you got 8 different kids by 7 different women, and you're paying support for not a one. But you got the nerve to have a thought, and you're paying for the thought. These are the guys that tend to float in that whole circle.
Well,
from what
I
see.
I guess the thought is exciting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, since there's no rules. Like, see, there's no questions, really. There's no answers. It's just, it's just like, let's go get a drink.
Until you get
then,
it knocked
you know,
up.
We going after that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We doing after. Well, listen, if you get your thought knocked up, then
what will happen 9 times out of 10? Because, again,
well,
considering the guys
that's
that they're dealing with, well, Did I just clarify
yeah, yes,
that?
Yes. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You yeah. did, but
so,
that's...
So, again, we're not talking about you... Well, you're using common sense. Haven't we had this talk about common sense prior to the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
so, again,
like,
you're using logic on it, but you're using logic on an illogical situation. You know, it's like trying to explain why we have yet to have an honest politician.
Because it's all about personal interest. See, I can't tell. I can't tell you my intention. It's like I put like this. We know what now at this point. We know what a thought is. You, if a dude knows what a thought is, yeah, he knows what a thought is, but yet he still has to try and mess with the seat. It's all in the intention. See, now a thought. She can put herself across. However, the case may be, she knows what she is. You know what she is. It's either you take it or you leave it alone. It's a no-brainer. So to a degree, there is some logic to it. And see, I see how they're on the upswing because they don't offer any real challenge. You keep it simple. Dollar menu, checkers, liquor store. You know what I'm saying? Like that's it. Like that right there is probably like the thought menu.
You gotta put some Wendy's in there. Come on. Guys, call us up. Let us know your thoughts on this whole thought thing as it is thought season because it's warm and damn, they out. 347-324-3395. Call us up with your views on this. And you gotta throw Wendy's in the mix.
No. Wendy's is just a tad bit healthier. So they don't want healthy. They want fully processed food.
I
forgot.
Maybe
we get those Chinese.
They have a dollar menu.
Maybe we get those Chinese food in there. So
Okay, yeah, because I tend to like my Chinese food, but I love me some Szechuan chicken and steamed broccoli.
No, they don't know. They don't know what that is. They don't know.
I like to see them actually pronounce Szechuan and eat with chopsticks. That would be awesome. Okay, that's my inner dork coming out. Oh, well.
Then she's
no longer a thought at that point. No. She could be a skilled thought. Thoughts don't read. No. The only skill a thought generally has is lying on her backside or, you know, getting bent over.
That's the thing. That's why it's easier to deal with the thought than actually deal with your girlfriend or whatever else you got going on because the thought poses no challenge. A thought is like green light all the time, and that's why dudes go for it because it's a consistent green light, and they don't want they go to the green light.
But as a man, isn't that boring? You're a guy. Isn't that boring just constantly being told, constantly having that green light? Doesn't that get a bit tiresome where there's no challenge?
Okay.
Isn't that a...
It really depends on the mood because it's like some dudes, depending, because not every dude is the same. You got some dudes that don't do much of nothing. You got some men out there that actually are part, a functioning part of society. They work, they do things, and sometimes at the end of the day, there's just certain things they just don't want to have to deal with. They don't want to have to deal with any,
okay,
like,
sure.
Oh, could you take out the trash, or could you do this? Oh, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to. Sometimes they just don't want to deal with that. So it's easier to go with the green light. There's no questions asked. You just go to the dollar menu, go to the liquor store. Here's the peace offering. Get blessed, and you out. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. You go to the liquor store, go to the dollar menu, bring your peace offering, get what you need to get, and go about your business.
I don't know,
that's
man.
It.
We'll see again. Well, you know, and I say this just because of who I am and, you know, the type of people I know. Sadly, I can actually understand that because there's time. Well, see, not as of late, but in my previous life, oh, my God. Hearing the constant nagging. Well, my ex-wife, my ex-husband, dealing with that.
Oh, gosh.
That was really irritating. And now that you're saying it, I'm like, damn, I should have got a side. I should have had my own vet hoe over there, who was a guy, actually. That would have been really useful in retrospect.
Well,
oh,
he was
too
a
late.
Guy. Was he
no,
was
my
a guy.
Ex-wife, I mean, my ex-husband was not a guy. When my balls are bigger than yours, you're not a guy.
Okay.
You're something else.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, I don't mean in an actual physical sense. Jesus.
But wait a minute.
You know,
are they, you just said something. Do they exist like male thoughts? Are there male thoughts?
Yes, there are. There are male thoughts. They're just better kept than the female thought. You know, they look better, actually.
What the hell does a male thought look like?
A male thought is generally that pretty boy that's just a blithering idiot. But he's not that much of an idiot where he can't scam a chick out of whatever the hell he wants to scam a chick out of. And I'm not talking about the guy that's a side piece. I'm not talking about side piece guy.
No, side
I'm talking
dude.
About
it's a different world.
I'm not talking about side piece. Five-piece guy is fine, you know? No, thought guy, yeah, he is that hoe over there. Because the same rules pretty much apply. It's just the appearance. But, yes, he is loud. He's rambunctious. He's got the only criminal record known to man. Generally a rap sheet longer than God knows what. You know, at least he has a kindergarten diploma. I give him that much.
But I thought women don't like that. But I thought women don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what type of woman would actually go get a thought dude?
A chick that has a really low opinion of herself because she doesn't think she can get any better. Because he fills her head with so much crap, making her, you know, he's that guy. He, like I said, he'll play it just the right way.
So he's
where,
not
you know,
a player.
He's
he
got her
he's
convinced. He's just a thought. He's not a player. Because players, let's be honest, players are generally very well kept. Very well kept. They know exactly which type. They generally sponge off of chicks that have more going than, you know, the family first card. You know?
Okay.
The chick that the player will. The player is more along the gigolo lines.
Okay.
If you look at the way a player moves and flows, you see that's kind of more of a gigolo kind of standpoint. If you really pay attention to it, because believe it or not, man, the players nowadays they're going after cougars. They are going after cougars because A, cougars got money. B, they ain't got no kids in the house. So they ready, and they're looking for something young, too. Something to give them, because cougars, let me tell you something about cougars. Cougars are generally in that second stage of life where, oh, they found their groove. They're making Stella seem like a freaking nun all over again. You know? Cougars are about that life. They're like, what? You get a cougar who's like 45, 46. She's looking for a dude that's 25 to 35. And 35 is pushing it. But she really only wants that 25 to 30 mark. Be honest with you.
Wow.
Okay?
So
players know that. Listen, players know that. So that's what they're after. And let's be honest, most of these cougars look better than the chicks that are twice that are like 20 years younger than them.
Because they got more
pool. So a player in a hot... So
they
think about
both,
it. Players getting a hot
pool.
Chick. Yeah, that's right. So think about it. Players getting a hot chick with money, no kids in the house, that just wants to travel and spend money on him. Okay?
Okay.
So players and gigolos got that. Even side dudes got that. The dot dude, he ain't got that. Because the chick that he's after is on the family first card, and she's baby mama drama to everybody. But
so
she has such a low opinion of her.
No,
uh-huh.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just
she's
saying.
She's got such a low opinion
me.
Of herself that he can actually still squeeze her for more. Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So wait
that's
a minute. You're trying to tell me that there are not women out there that may hold nice little positions or whatever, and you know, make out with a nice salary that would not indulge in the male thought, because you know what I'm saying, there's no questions asked, it's the green light. You know what I'm saying, this just is what it is.
The only way she would indulge in a male thought, the only logical way. I'm probably going to get in trouble for this one. Not like I give a crap. As if she's blind.
I remember it's going to cost you a shot. Well, they have
standards,
too.
I mean, let's be honest.
They have standards, too. Like, you know, I'm sure
let's
they have standards.
I'm pretty sure she's really not interested in that. You know, she's really not. If by some chance
well,
she does indulge, chances are she was really just bored or drunk. Or was it there?
Well, most...
I really don't
see... Right, well, I mean, I have to say, in my experience, women, a lot of women out there could be very picky in terms of who they sleep with. With a lot of women out there, it's more about quality than quantity. Now, when you start talking
absolutely.
Quantity, that's when you start getting into the whole thing and, you know...
I really don't think there's too many women that are doing that now. Well, let me rephrase. Now, again, there's a difference between a woman and what you see. You know, real women carry themselves a certain way. They do. They honestly do. They carry themselves a certain way. They speak a certain way. And even if they're not speaking, you can just tell that they're not run-of-the-mill by how they present themselves. And
okay.
I'm not talking about, you know, how much money they're making or stuff. I'm not talking about that. Like, if prime example, you're at a bus stop, and she just you just happen to strike up a conversation with a chick. Out of the blue. From within those first 30 seconds of that conversation, you can tell if she's actually a real woman or just someone fronting.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
And it has nothing to do with, and it doesn't even have anything to do with her appearance. As far as, like, the way she's dressed. Because, honestly, there's been times when I've been out looking like, who did it and forgot to flush it? Sweatpants on, hair a hot mess. And somebody will start talking to me, and I'll start talking to them, and you've got to see the expression on their face when they hear me speak alone. Because they're like, I guess they're expecting this whole different persona, and then they get me, and they're like, holy crap.
Oh, because you're not using Ebonics. That's why. Because they expect you to come with the Ebonics.
I can't speak it.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
I tried. It doesn't work. Do you know my ghetto pass has actually been revoked by my own mother?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen. If you wasn't using it, give it to somebody who, you know, sharing means caring, right?
I mean, not that I'm mad about it, you understand, because let's be honest, I don't really need to get a pass, but like, it's kind of a smack in the face when it gets revoked by your own mother. Like, wow, seriously? Because she can use it on absolutely no one. She doesn't even use hers. But that's a whole different story. The point is, within the first 30 seconds of a conversation, you can tell what kind of person you're dealing with. You absolutely can.
You don't think they shamming? Because see, that's the specialty of some of these dots. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, they don't.
Hold on, we've got a caller here.
It better not be bad apple.
Hello. Wait, Brother B. Hello, you're on the line. What's going on? 3-4 days. Hello. Okay, I guess you're not on the line.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling.
We'll catch you on the flip. So anyway, darn cell phone.
You know. Yeah. It ain't what they used to be if they ever were that. But
oh God, please, I'm just but anyway,
like I said, it's very, the whole dot thing is very interesting because it's like, it's sad that we live in a world or society where we create, like, we keep going lower. We don't raise the bar in terms of standards. We keep bringing the standards down. So it's like, so now you create what's called a thought. And people actually flock to become this. So they don't have to be anything else. Like, it's like the society has made an identity, and it's up to you to step into it and bring it to life. Like, this is who you can be a thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, they start those commercials. Like, hi, this is Pat Sajak, and you can be a thought. You know what I'm saying? You just call this number and 555-1212, and for a 6-week course, you can become a thought.
But it's like when we were growing up. Okay, think about it for a minute. When we were growing up in the hood, you know, chicks were just getting pregnant left and right. But the mentality was, oh well, it doesn't matter if I get pregnant because I'm gonna go on the system and somebody else is gonna take care of my kid and blah blah blah.
But all right,
six kids, seven kids down the line, you know, you've done nothing but push out kids and, you know, because your whole ambition for not working was for you to push out kids so you wouldn't have to work so somebody else would pay for them. You know?
But is that fighting? Is that fighting, or that's just like manipulating the system?
I think it's a combination, especially because if you have a daughter, and this is all she sees, chances are, when I say this is all she sees, I'm not only talking about you being on the system, I'm talking about you messing around with somebody else's guy, doing all of that stupidness. Guess what? You got a solid training on your hands.
Well, I mean, it's sad. Like, I look at some of this stuff, like World Star and some of this other stuff, and it's like, I mean, and I have to say it, and I don't care who doesn't like it or not, but as far as I've seen, I don't see Caucasians advertising there, because I'm sure every race has a thought, I guess. I don't see them advertising their thoughtness like that. Well, that's just the Kardashians, but anyway, I don't see anybody advertising their thoughtness like that at all.
Well,
No, you don't.
But you know what? You have the Kardashians, and now you have Caitlyn Jenner. But you don't need it because you know what? You have shows like The Real World, and you know you've got the Housewives of Beverly Hills, and those are hot. As far as I'm concerned, those are Those are high price hoes over there. You know, you got that. You got the households of it. You got that. Listen, you got the households of Beverly Hills. You got the households of Atlanta. You got the households of New York. Hell, you had the households of Florida. Households of freaking Orange County. Like, seriously?
So wait a minute.
Where do you
think
this stock shit really generated? I'm honestly gonna say it generated from. And again, while I'm not a real big fan of reality TV, I'm really, really, really not. I don't really. I can honestly say I've watched the households of Atlanta. Honestly, maybe 3 times.
Well, a lot of it is scripted. It's not reality. A lot of it is scripted.
But the problem is that these young women and crap, they look at this and, you know, they want to be this, but they don't have the advantages that these chicks have. So guess what? Da-da-da-da! I'm a thot. I want to say that they broke households.
Okay, so those are reality show, like, so reality show thoughts. That's what they are.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So those are the high those are high end thoughts. Those are higher end thoughts. Okay.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
We have the high end thoughts, and then we have the hood thoughts that.
Exactly.
That's just literally that hole over there.
Yeah, that's you know. See, once you have your own reality show, they won't call you a thot to your face. They'll do it behind your back, though.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. So like, does a thot have like how do you approach a thot? Do you just approach a thot like, yo, this is what it is, or like, yo,
well,
let's do
I,
this,
I'm,
or do you have to act like you bring the 4-piece nuggets? You know what I'm saying?
You approach them straight up. You let them you let them know what you're about. You let them know you let them know you want to slam it, and you take it from there. And 90% of the time, if she's a real thot, you know, she'd be like, where you live at? How much time you got? That's what thots do, because she's a thot. And again, you know, I joke about this stuff. I honestly do, but. At the end of the day, it's really a sad thing because these people are all about this. And they really,
yeah,
really are. And
I don't understand
why.
We're not teaching kids anything.
No,
because
you're not. And this is the thing.
It's easier to be a label. It's easier to just be a label instead of a productive product. You know what I'm saying? It's easier to be a label than actually be something useful. Because, you know what I'm saying, being useful, you have to actually work. You actually have to use your brain. You have to have some type of get up and go in order, you know what I'm saying, to be productive in society. But society said, here, we're going to label you a thought. You can be that and you can get a free ride. Because
and the problem is a lot of
that
people
don't want to deal dudes that don't want to deal with the woman at home or the girlfriend or the side piece, they can always find freedom with a thot because they can just get a thot, do what they need to do and keep it moving. No questions asked.
And that's the problem. That's absolutely
a problem. That is a problem. Because it messes it up for real women.
You know what I'm saying?
Because real women can't get a fair shake because of the other ones, the thoughts, or, you know what I'm saying, that choose to be who they are, that just give it up for whatever.
And
you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't. It is a shame. But it's like nothing's going to change because, I mean, sadly enough, I'm not blaming the music. But at the same time, I am music. Does, you know, the music nowadays does have a responsibility to, you know, some of this madness that's going on because they kind of endorse it. Like some of these idiots who call themselves rappers, like they actually endorse this type of behavior. They endorse this type of attitude. They endorse
this
type of lifestyle.
And I'm not, Yeah, and I'm not justifying it because but this is what they see. This is what they deal with. This is what they do. These are the type of things that they're interested in. You know, it's really not a defense of them because, honestly, I think it's disgusting. But then again, we come from a different era. And this is the biggest problem. And I say, and I don't care how old I sound, but the truth of the matter is, it's because we come from a different era. We come from an era where stuff like this wasn't promoted. It was frowned upon. It really was. This was nothing to be proud of. And they don't, and, you know, the sad part is, again, you have so many people to put the blame on. You put it on, but at the end of the day, the real people that are responsible are the people that are raising these people. You know, the parents. The parents are responsible. I'm sorry. I would probably break my son's, either one of their necks, if they brought one of those things home. Absolutely. You're not bringing that to my house.
Well, there's a saying. I mean, you can F them, but you can't bring them home. And basically,
you better not even do that. You can't even do that because I am too young to be somebody's grandmother. And somebody's going to end up taking a trip down the flight of steps. You mess with me the right way. It could be one of both of y'all for all I care. I don't understand how you can't. As a parent, I don't care if you're a mom or a dad, I don't understand as a parent how you can't say, this is not how you're supposed to be. How can you not sit there and tell your child, you're not supposed to do this. This is what you're supposed to present yourself.
Because you have some hoes raising thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
And that's a shame.
Like, that's the whole thing. Like, these hoes had kids and there's like the thoughts are offsprings of hoes.
They probably are, and this goes for both. This goes for the male and the female side, as far as I'm concerned. And everybody was rambunctious in their youth. Everybody was rambunctious. But there's a difference between being rambunctious and just being out and out trash. Let's call it what it is.
Well, yeah, but some people won't know the difference until they get thrown away. Like, do you now listen? How many chicks are out there really admitting that they're thoughts? They're really just like wear a shirt and say I'm
now,
a thought.
Now, which ones?
Come see
the ones that the ones that want their 15 minutes of fame. Because
whoever, like who actually just really comes out there and says I'm a thought. Like that's something that you
go
just
got. Go on Facebook, you'll see it. Go on Facebook because there have been videos about it.
I'm not thought patrolling. I don't.
I'm just saying. And the sad part is, here's how I even found. Listen, I happened to be on my friend's page, and I was like, "What the hell?" And I seen it. I got about 2 seconds into it. I was like, "Okay, you know what? My friends are stupid. They're the worst people ever, and I can't stand them." And these were my male friends. Because that's what they do. They do crazy stuff like that. Because they're insane. You know? But, yeah, I absolutely, was not into it. I was actually rather disgusted. And never again. You know?
You're one of the
It's just
few.
One of those things. I'm probably one of the few because I just don't see the point in it, personally. You know, I don't understand how you can promote yourself that way, but again, it's all generational.
It's just like, so in other words, it's just put like this. It's just like prostitution, except they're not getting paid.
They're getting paid, but they're not getting paid what they should be. I guess what they should be getting paid. They get paid in stupid stuff. You know,
they'll get a trip to the nail salon. That's too much for a thought. You get a bucket of chicken.
Depending on the level of thoughtness. Some thoughts get a trip to the nail salon, other thoughts get a trip to the hairdresser.
Nah, you can't be a thought going to the. You can't be a thought going to the.
If you want to keep getting that green light, he's going to pay something up.
But that's the thing. he gonna bring a bucket of chicken, because the whole thing that works for the minimum. Like the green light stays on constantly. They don't really go for, too much more. They kind of stay in their lane with it, because they know once they step too far out of their lane, then there's a problem. It might be a gray area in which they can't handle. Like, they didn't teach them that in thought school. They must, because they must play hooky that day. They must play hooky.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm not playing. Yeah.
Yeah, I said, it's sad the way society is and how it dictates certain things, how people actually just go for it. Like I said, it's all about trend and trending.
Yeah, and that is the sad. But you know what? Nobody's going to put a stop to it either. Nobody wants to, And the sad part is, in our culture, this is what we live for. That's the sad part, And our culture, it's just crazy that this is what we do. We will up this, but we won't up a young child making a Guinness Book of Records for being having an IQ higher than Einstein. We won't do that because that's not interesting enough. We won't up the kid. You remember the young guy from New York? I believe. Oh, we got a call. Hold on. Hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Who's this?
And you are?
John.
What's your... John.
John.
Yeah.
John, where
are
you calling from, John?
Queens.
You calling from Queens? Nice, nice. So what do you like to add to this conversation? Be quiet, Brother B.
I don't know, really.
You don't know, really?
I just want to hear myself on the air.
I just want to hear yourself on the air.
Wow, that's kind of awesome. I've got something for that. Anyway, now that we got rid of John.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, please stand by. One love, John. One love.
But that, and it had to happen. We're back after a nice hiatus, so you gotta. Oh God, he's back. What should we do with him?
I think we should pick up a call, and if he continues to be nice, then we'll let him talk. If not nice,
the only reason why, if I'm picking this up, he better have something to contribute other than I just want to hear myself talk.
Maybe he's a thoughtologist. Who knows? Let's see.
A thoughtologist. Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently we're looking for a thoughtologist. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello. I'm sorry about that. I was called to let you know that I am the King of Kings, the Hot Rod, Mika.
Oh, my God.
This is one of your friends. I knew it. What did you say? He just wanted to hear yourself on the radio.
The one and only.
One of your friends.
But you know what? We can use Hot Rod. Hot Rod lives in Brooklyn, by the by.
But where in Brooklyn? Is he in the hot thought zone?
It doesn't matter where he lives out in Brooklyn.
No. There's some areas. Okay, calm down. There's some areas.
Okay. Really?
It's all over.
Okay. So what about the thought brigade out there? What's the story with them out there?
Listen, there's nothing wrong with a thought. There's hard vaginas, okay vaginas, and easy vaginas. And that's why we have thoughts for the easy vaginas. You go in, have your fun, here's your apple pies. Thank you for coming. Peace out.
Whoa, hold on, apple pie. Wait, whoa. Thoughts don't have apple pie. We can't taste any pie on the side.
Remember, give a side of apple pie.
No.
Oh, give her apple pie. Oh, food. Okay. Ooh, thank you. I heard it wrong. Okay.
Yeah. No, for your side chicks, you give them the 2 for $20 at Applebee's. For your tots, you give them a dollar menu and with the apple pies, Thank you for coming. Peace out.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on. I have to defend, because, like I said, this is an episode that's going to be coming up. It's very personal, close to my heart. The side. I wouldn't actually call it the side. I would call the number two.
Number two's
have made headway in society.
Oh,
like, number twos are responsible for a lot of things going on. Now,
we
got to treat the number twos. We got to treat the number twos. All right, you know what? Stud doubles. We call them stud doubles.
Okay, stud doubles.
Thank you.
That's not a problem.
You got to treat the stunt doubles a little bit better, because they do contribute.
Okay. And that's what the
Applebee's
is for. Yes.
No. Listen. I must say, like I said, this is a conversation for another time, but you couldn't take me for 2 for $20.
Oh, so you say that you're a side piece?
No, I stunt double. You know what I'm saying?
Stunt double.
Yeah, stunt double. We majors.
Please stop.
The fall guy. I can do your Texas style drink. I can do BBQs, but the 2 for $20. That's on a humble night. Like, we really.
Is that an insult? So you're a stunt double. All right. So the 2 for $20 at Applebee's is an insult, is what you're telling me.
I won't say it's an insult, but it's like the dollar menu for the stunt double. You
but
can't
you're
do
a stunt double.
But you're a stunt double.
We're not. We can't get into that talk, because I'll start revealing rules, and we can't. It's not, this episode is not about that.
Fine. We'll leave the stunt double talk for another stunt double.
No problem.
Yeah.
I do agree.
For another night.
Before
but,
the time.
But you
there's
have
no feelings. No, there's no feelings.
No, and there's just. Okay, now,
go ahead.
Now you live in Brooklyn. So, okay, well, you're out in Brooklyn. What is the thought ratio to normal shit?
At East New York, they're everywhere.
Give me numbers here. What's the ratio?
Well, I like them little Brooklyn chicks, though.
I try
not to think of them as dots, but I see a new generation on the rise, and it's not kosher. It's not kosher at all.
I'd say like 80% are tots around here.
That's
wow,
bad.
That's
damn near a pandemic.
No,
that's
no,
a, that's
from
epidemic,
the, I'm talking from the younger grown. Generation, you young, these young girls.
From the younger generation. He's not even talking about the older generation. No, he's talking about the younger generation. But
no,
the younger generation
no,
is nothing.
Yeah, the
but
older
please,
generation, they've been there. Go ahead.
But see, this is the thing. The older generation, we really don't have many thoughts. We just got old phones.
No. Oh, you know what? You've been there. You've been through the relationship. You've been through the divorce. You know, enjoy yourself. These younger kids today. You have to be a tot to be cool. It's a trending thing.
It is a fashion. See,
it's a thing.
Yeah, it's
come
a
on, like the guy said, it's in the music all the time. Oh, since Lil Wayne sing it, I'm a tot now. Let me be cool and post myself on Instagram and social media and the rest of stuff, so everybody know I'm a cheap date, and so you can buy me the 2 for $20 or the 99 cents or dollar.
Well, first of all, a thot doesn't get General Tso's chicken. A thot don't get that. That's like
$7. Because they have to be able to pronounce it first.
It has vegetables in there. Like, thots ain't really about that. I mean, from what I heard. I heard, you know, straight carnivores and, you know, like I said, dollar menu, checkers, liquor
store.
Not even
store. Real meat, mind you.
Yeah.
And what's coming out the liquor? No, we're cutting on the liquor. You give them the margarita, the Budweiser margarita. That's a tachi.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Or the Four Locos.
Oh.
The Four Locos.
The Four Locos, that's what they get, okay? They don't get
yeah.
Wow.
I believe it.
Now, hold up. Hot Rod, let's be honest. You wouldn't give, listen, you don't share your goose with your own. So let's not even go there. You don't share, period.
So
let's not
I'm
have
not
that
lie.
Conversation.
No, I share my goose because, you know, I'm with someone right now,
with
so
who?
I have no choice. I'm not with baby mama.
Oh,
Trump,
you
that's her name.
Wait. You're actually giving her some of your goose now?
No, not by choice. She
takes
it.
Wow.
I don't give it to her, but she takes it. So
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, years ago, you could probably chop her hand off for doing that. So you stepped up. All right, way to go. You're sharing.
I'm true to myself, unlike you, that's going on some stupid hiatus from drinking, okay? You be back to
hey,
good
I
from to. Now.
Shut up.
Stop lying.
Nah.
Don't lie to us. Stop lying to yourself, okay?
Dude, I'm not smoking. Ooh. I'm not smoking.
If you stop drinking, Donald Trump will be the president of the United States next year, okay? So don't
oh,
stop.
No.
If anything's possible.
Okay. Then you might get you a bottle in the mail tomorrow. You can't have that. You cannot have that.
Anything's possible.
From Mika.
I'm switching nationality.
Okay. Let's put it like this. If I stay where I'm at right now, Hillary will be president. And y'all don't want a woman in that house. Ooh, y'all don't want a woman in there.
No comment.
Well,
y'all
know
women. I'm not going to start that battle. As long as
she's not a thot. That's okay. As long as she's not a thot.
No, she's not. No, she's not. No. She was never a thot. Now, Billy was a thot. Billy was that hoe over there.
Bill was a pig daddy. That's a big difference.
No, Bill, listen,
yeah,
Bill
he,
was a
yeah,
thot.
He
was a high price thot.
Hillary is gangster. She looked like she probably like gave him a rip shot after everything.
Oh, were you crazy? She probably beat the holiness out of him.
Yeah.
Hey.
But no,
he's still
a
man.
No doubt.
He's still the man.
The only white dude I know that could have an office uptown when it was still hardcore, and everybody like, yo, what up, Billy? He walked through the hood with no fear. Come on.
Okay, so
everybody loves
this whole
Billy.
Well, here's a question for you, Mika. Does Todd deserve birthday gifts?
No.
Listen, a thought deserves nothing. Because at the end of the day, she's still that hoe over there.
Okay, so Mika, I'm not buying you nothing for birthday this year, okay? Now you heard
it
right now. You heard it right now.
I can't laugh yet. I can't laugh yet.
And this is what I've been dealing with for over 20 freaking years. And it hasn't stopped. And I am not a thot. I'm an old hoe. Get it together. Here's
the
difference.
You are a thot.
I am not a thot.
Tamika hitting it over there, okay? That's what Tamika.
There we go. I can't with him. See? Hot Rod. This is why he's always in trouble with someone. I swear.
Yes.
So before we get kicked off, because we got like 15 minutes left in this bad boy, what are your final takes on the Thought Nation? And how can we prevent the thoughts from taking over?
Education.
Okay. Who does the education? We, the parents, the teachers, the artists. Who does the education?
I think that's the thing. We all have a part. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that saying? It takes a village, but we have to learn. But we have to learn to be a better village for the children. We can't sit there and preach. You know what I'm saying? One thing. And then turn around and do another. You can't sit there and
can't
do that.
But as a tribe leader, how can you do that if you're not educated enough and you refuse to go do it?
Well, you have to do research, education.
Here's my question to you. You're a tribe leader. How can you educate someone when you're not educated and you don't want to become educated? How do you handle that situation? Because you have some that are educated that just don't want to be bothered, and then you have the ones that are completely uneducated and just don't care. So where do you find that one person or those one leaders within that tribe that are like, screw you guys, I'm showing them how it's done? Where do you find them?
Well,
those leaders actually get involved because nobody's
willing to actually lay their lives down on the line for a generation of people, let alone a race. You know what I'm saying? It's like these politicians out here, they make up all of these lies and all these promises when it's all about, you know, their own personal agendas. Personal agendas is big nowadays. It's all about the personal agenda. It can't be about what you want or what I want or what the people want. It's about what the individual wants. Selfishness is like at an all-time high. I mean,
I agree.
What can you really do? You can't. You can go out there and you can speak to the people, but most of the people ain't listening because they're too busy thinking about what they got to do and how they got to do it. There's too many distractions in the society, just in this world in general in which we live, that take people off the righteous path and put them on the unrighteous path. It's like food. Listen, I eat vegetables like every day, but I tell you one thing, you know, a nice burger from Jackson Hole, hey, you know what I'm saying, I'm in it. But we know it's not good for
what?
You know it's not good for you, but it's the taste that gets you. It's like, damn, I eat vegetables every day. I'm about to break down and get me a burger, but who am I really hurting? At the start and end of the day, who am I really hurting? I'm only hurting myself. I see people at the
same time
not even recognizing the fact that they're hurting each other or they're hurting themselves because people don't care.
That's the bottom line. People don't care.
Yeah. No, that's been the decline for years. But yet and still, how many people really sit there and say something about it? How many? Besides those of us who actually see it and get totally disgusted by it. Besides that, let's be honest for a moment. I know it's bad when me and my mother are having these conversations and we actually see eye to eye.
That's scary.
Look at it like this. Remember, of course, many, many years ago, the great philosophers, you know what I'm saying, like Plato and Aristotle, they were persecuted for their ideals. They were persecuted for what they said. They were outspoken in their speech. They weren't looked at as like they were a part of the queue. It's the same thing repeating itself. You can't be logical in a world that's turned illogical. Like, you're the enemy of the state. They're saying they don't want to hear, you got to say.
Well, if it's not on social media, they don't care.
And that's the sad part.
It should be everything right now.
True. Yeah,
and that's the killer. And you know what? And nobody thus far has stopped and said, well, maybe this isn't such a great idea. Listen, we all have social media, everyone, you know? But the problem is most people can't disconnect from it. Honestly, I'm on social media crazy. But in my profession, I kind of have that leeway, you know? For those of us who can't work for a major television station, you know, we found our niche being in the background working on computers, going to these seminars and all of this stuff on social media and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm on the computer a majority of my day because I work on computers every day. But even I know when it's time to unplug because make no mistake, I'll have my phone with me. I might repost some stuff. But what's going on in the house is me getting abused by the two over here that I love to death. And you'd be so proud of them, Hot Rod, they've actually found a way to beat mommy up. It's called Nerf guns. I'm constantly getting shot with them.
So I know what to get them for Christmas, a bigger gun.
Yes. That's all right. We've already got the zombie killers on order.
Yes,
and this has been going on for many years. Not much is going to change now, you know. But again, we in this house, we do disconnect. We do. I have my phone.
I find it interesting how people sit there. Some people just can't be without their phones. that people get this, like, just sit down, some that you could be at dinner and on the phone. Like, I mean, I can be accused of it, you know, once or twice, because, hey, if you pull out your phone and I see you're not paying attention, I might as well pull out mine.
I know that. Right.
That seems like what everybody's doing right now. Pull out the phone because we have to be connected to social media. We need to know what's going on right now.
Well,
God forbid we miss that moment.
Well, social media or you're getting attacked.
But that's where you get
the death.
And that's
the problem, too.
But that's where the death of communication started.
Yeah.
We're too busy social media and we're too busy doing other stuff to actually sit down and know how to talk to
them. Well, I mean, honestly, if you want the truth, it started with the two-way freaking pager. Remember the two-way pager?
Oh, yeah.
The original texting machine, that's where it started. Let's be honest. If you're going to really call if you're going to call a spade,
well,
but that dial is what started it. Because then, guess what? People started realizing, oh, my cell phone can do that. Who had a Nokia? Because I know I did. And then you realize that you could text using a Nokia. Next thing you know, every newer phone that came out, it made texting a lot easier. It made emailing a lot easier. It made these things that we didn't really think about. The sidekicks, yes. It made it so much easier. Next thing you know, this is how everyone's communicating. So, yes, social media plays a big part in it, but it didn't start it. The question is, how do we stop it? That's the question. Because everybody is on – people now use social media for every fucking thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Put it in a jar, whatever. I don't care. I have seen so many stupid, irritating things on social media. It's ridiculous. Honestly, I don't care about some little girl getting beat up. I really don't.
You know what? Yes. You know what this reminds me of?
We've been dealing with this for years.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember back in the day, there was a movie with Rowdy Rodney Piper.
They live.
That movie right there tells the tale.
It's life now.
That movie right there tells the story. That movie is just amazing how that movie came out so many years ago. And it would seem so, like, cheesy now, but the message of it is crazy.
Because everything
that we're going through now is in that
movie. Oh, absolutely. And it's not going to stop. Because the few of us that are actually smart enough to see it and want to do something about it, we're going to be the first ones to be the outcast. We're going to be considered the troublemakers, the radicals, you know, and all of this stuff. And the reality is we're not the radicals. We're just tired of being plugged in. I don't need to be jacked in 24/7. I really don't.
Some people do.
To the game. When they disconnected from the Matrix, I mean, hey, look what happened. Look what they had to go through.
But you know what? That's another way. Listen, we're headed that way. We are. Pretty soon we're going to just become nothing more than fuel. I don't know if you guys know about, I'm quite sure you guys know about, if you don't know about CES, CES takes place every January in Vegas, and it's the Consumer Electronics Expo and Symposium. Samsung and all of these guys, they're there, they're showing their latest stuff. Last year, or actually earlier this year at this one, they had a fully functioning Android at the Samsung booth. Looked completely human. She spoke perfectly well and everything. Outside the freaking booth. Greeting people. Having conversations. I'm sorry. Little freaky for my taste.
Why, you think about that movie, iRobot?
No, this was worse. Because what was that movie with Robin Williams years ago? Millennium Man. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, Millennium Man.
Well, that's what it was outside that Samsung booth.
Wow.
Because the robot actually was fully artificial intelligence. It rocked. But it's frightening because that's where we're headed, because we're so dashed in. We're not communicating. We're not meeting people. People now meet online. Why am I meeting online when I should be at the bar meeting you.
It's funny,
or freaking out with the girls walking around the village.
But that's another thing that's trending right now. That's what's cool. That's the coolest thing to do.
Yeah, because you want to be online.
That's the problem. It's easy for people to hide behind online and do what they want to do and say what they want to say. They're rather in person. That's a new thing.
And that's a shame.
It's sad.
You know what?
It's sad.
If I want to listen. Yeah, because you know what? Not for nothing. If I want to yell at you and curse you out, I'd rather do it to your face. It makes me feel better. Screw you.
Nah, I prefer over the phone. I'm okay.
But at least you're talking.
But
you're talking. You're communicating.
But look at the reality of a thought. Most thoughts don't even have real access to some of these things. They're just who they are naturally. You see what I mean when I say it's the green light effect? It's like it's like it's easy. It's a no-brainer.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I do have to correct you on one thing. I do have to correct you on one thing. They do have access to at least a cell phone that has an unlimited data plan.
Yeah, okay. That's what PC has.
At the very least.
But but that's just to facilitate their thotting.
Yeah, but they still have access to social media.
It's not like their primary focus. Like their whole thing is trying to score. That's what the thoughts do, whether it's male or female. They're just trying to score.
This is true. This is very true. Well, I can't deny that. And yes, Hot Rod, there are male thoughts.
No comment.
I bet you don't have a comment on that one.
No comment.
I bet you don't. How's Brooklyn doing, by the way? How's our buddy Kerwin? The top of all
time. He's good. Everybody's good. We haven't got a shot yet, so we're good right now.
Well, I'm quite sure he's still a thought of all thoughts. Gotta be. He's not.
He got a girl, a mature woman, right now.
What? The ground's gonna open up. We're not
21 anymore. We're older now. We're wiser and more mature now.
Well, I give you older. I don't know about the wise and mature part. I've seen some of your posts, buddy.
Kiss my white ass. Okay?
Okay. Well, listen, we got to get ready to wrap this up. The show's almost over. Hot Rod, thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
Could you please plug your show real fast?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen,
come on,
I am the Hot Rod. Please tune in every Sunday at 4 o'clock to The Absolute Truth, where we tell it like it is with my best friend in the world, Sean Black and Anisha B. Thank you, Tamika, or whatever your name is.
Tune in where? Tune in where?
At Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I
want to
put that out.
Bye, Hot Rod. I'm going to yell at you on Sunday.
All right, cool. Later. Take care, guys.
All right. Later. Okay, Brother B, we are about to be out of here in, no time. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We're back. We're taking major tail here on the menu for myself and, of course, the infamous Brother B.
Yeah. And,
thank you for
somebody who better be here.
Okay, listen. We want to thank you so much for tuning in tonight for our re-intro and welcome back. Fox Seasons, do's and don'ts. Oh, GG is kicking me off of here. All right, guys, thanks. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you next week here on the menu. Deuces.
Yeah. Peace.